Radio.
What's going on, everybody? We are back. This is episode 196. So what are we doing this week? I seem to remember the cube demanding a cult for you. Yes. That motherfucker is weighted, because we rolled that thing multiple times afterwards, and it was like 4 out of 6 times you got a cult.
Yes. And I asked you via text message, I said, shall I bring out the heavy guns?
And I was like, I mean, we're getting close to 200. Might as well do a big one.
And I texted you the certain cult, and I said,
don't even remember which one it was.
And I said, yes. And you said, yes, go for it. And so I was like, okay. So this is the first one where I can honestly say I haven't hated anyone. I haven't hated myself. I haven't wanted to punch a hole in the wall from actually reading anything about this.
Okay.
So this week, we're taking a trip for some of us down memory lane to a group of nutty people that we remember hearing about in the 1990s. Some of us remember them, some of us don't.
You know, back in the 1900s, as people nowadays say.
You're fucking
right.
Which
makes me feel old.
Yeah. So we're going to be knock, knock, knocking on heaven's gate.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ, that was terrible. Also, the first cult that we've covered that anybody else has actually fucking heard of.
Probably.
I mean, they were kind of a big deal. I mean,
yeah.
Nike had an investment there. Yeah. I mean,
so if you didn't get that little reference, that little tune that I kind of, you know.
You got to remember, most of the people that listen to this are like our ages, so they're like, okay, I get the Guns N' Roses thing.
All right, well, if you didn't, you're
and
too
also,
young.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine, but we're talking about the cult Heaven's Gate.
Yeah.
This group came into our lives when 39 bodies were found in a suburb of San Diego, California.
A whale's vagina, California.
Yes. They went by many names over the years, like human individual metamorphosis, or H-I-M for short.
That's so fucking him.
Weird. Bowen Beat Peep, and Total Overcomers Anonymous.
That sounds like a sexual problem.
Well, I mean, they totally overcome, and
oh,
I mean, if you once you overcome,
you know, honestly, I think this is the only cult we've covered where nobody came. I mean, there was no like, hey,
there was some coming, but not some going.
You know what I'm saying is like, this is the only one where it's not like, hey, I need all your money, and I'm gonna fuck your wife. All the rest of them so far have been exactly that.
No, see this.
Except for 12 Tribes, where it's like, I'm going to need all your money and I'm going to beat your kids.
Yes, because if your kids are bad, we're going to beat them.
There's some cults where it's like, I'm going to need all your money and I'm going to fuck your kids.
No.
That,
Catholic
Church.
Oh.
Not a cult or a recognized whatever. But.
Yeah. So the group was founded by Marshall H. Applewhite and Bonnie Nettles.
That's not his real last name, is it?
What?
Applewhite.
I
thought he changed it.
No. Applewhite is his legit name.
Well, I notice he looks like a fucking bobblehead.
Speaking of Applewhite, let's talk about those leaders. And we'll start with Marshall Applewhite.
Applewhite jeans and boots with the fur. I'm surprised they made it that far, actually.
Oh,
shit.
Boots with the fur.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Also, for anybody that's not in their late 20s to early 30s, yeah. Some of you will go, what the fuck's he talking about? Nah. It's okay.
They were
the rest of us just, you know,
they were not
have sore knees when we wake up.
They were definitely not looking at her.
They might have been. Probably not. She was not attractive.
Well, I didn't find any pictures of her when she was younger.
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of guess.
She was older.
Yeah.
I mean,
take an iron to her and be like, oh, get rid of the wrinkles.
Well, Applewhite was born on May 17th, 1931 in Spur, Texas. He grew up in a nomadic but close-knit family. His father, Marshall Sr., was a well-known Presbyterian minister who moved his family from around southern Texas, building and founding churches.
So they're church gypsies.
Yes, I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't, well, I mean, you had like the old school, I mean, like the traveling fucking...
Well, yeah, the circus tent gypsies. Well, not gypsies.
Those
yet.
Were like the... Those were the, we're going to lay hands on you and
fucking
just smack the dog shit out of you and be like, you ain't got cancer anymore.
No.
And then get bit in the face with a rattlesnake.
Yes. Because, you know.
Southern, or that's Southern Baptist. Is it? I don't know.
I don't know.
They're fucking weird, whatever they are.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of that's down south. You don't, I don't
talking
know
in if, tongues and
yeah,
backhanding the Lord into people.
Come up here, brother. I can save you.
Somebody will tell me exactly what that is. Like, I don't know what flavor of Christianity it is, but I know it's one of them.
Evangelical.
Maybe? I think those are just the super preachy ones that are on TV.
Okay.
I think we can all agree, Joel Osteen is an asshole, though.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, he's the douche with the giant mega churches that whenever there's a natural disaster, he locks the doors. Nope, sorry, can't help.
I don't. Yeah,
he's a douche.
I will take your word for it. I have absolutely no clue.
He's a douche.
I don't follow anything that has to do with.
He looks like a marionette puppet of Tim Allen's character from Home Improvement, with the hair and everything. Yeah.
Okay.
He's an asshole.
But he's not a cowboy.
No.
Right?
No. What? Home Improvement? He wasn't a cowboy?
No. Dude, that's very not true.
No.
For some reason, my brain went to...
Which one of us just had a stroke?
No. I didn't have a stroke.
I may have.
I, for some reason, went... I don't know.
I don't know if Tim Allen's ever played a cowboy.
I went to Toy Story, and I thought you said Woody Allen.
No, Woody Allen's the creepy little old Jewish guy that married his daughter.
And then I thought something about, like, Woody... And then the character
that was Tom Hanks.
I know,
buddy.
Listen.
Wow.
My brain kind of took like a fucking left hand turn out in Albuquerque, and then fucking made a right.
That
and
you
then...
didn't take a left hand turn. It took you fucking slammed on the brakes and shot itself through the front of your head.
True. Fucker.
Goddamn.
You know this is how shit goes.
Oof. Fuck.
That's all right. Well, them and their gypsy, family moving around all the places and everything. They finally did settle, though, in Corpus Christi. And that is where Marshall Jr. graduated from high school in 1948. He graduated from Austin College in 1952, where he had studied philosophy. And then he enrolled at the Union Theological Seminary of Virginia.
Oh, no.
Yes, he thought he was going to be a priest like his daddy.
Well, I mean, he kind of.
Yeah, he wanted to follow in his father's footsteps, but he would later drop out. Because, I mean, I guess it wasn't for him. I don't know. Or maybe he liked to have the sex too much or something. It never really said. He would take a job as a musical coordinator for a Presbyterian church near Charlotte, North Carolina.
So he played the organ.
Or the flute.
When was the last time you saw a church with a fucking flautist in it? It's an organ player. It's like, the only two things that people that play the organ do are church and basketball games.
When you possibly... So he would get married the same year that he joined, became the coordinator for the church, to Ann Pierce, who was a fellow Texan.
White lady, huh?
Nope.
Name like that.
They would go on to have two children, but for an unknown reason, which I think it was probably because he liked
playing the organ.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, yes. Their marriage didn't last, and they got divorced.
Fair. Did she take Johnny Appleseed with her, or he got well, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I just assume that one of them's name is John, being that.
Oh, white. I have no clue. I have no clue what their what little Bonnie and Clyde are named or whatever.
No, I mean they're pretty white, so one of them's probably. I'm going to say John James. And Susie. I would guess.
Ooh, John and Susie.
Those are white 70s names.
I would think like I could see John and Mary maybe. You know, I mean, never know.
Unless you get Vermont white and you get like Euclide.
What?
You've never heard the name Euclide? Oh, dude, we got some fucking
Euclid?
Oh no, Euclide. 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 Euclide is fucking ridiculous.
Oh no, that's the last name of the family is the Euclid. The Euclid family.
No, there's a Quinnell with that first name too. He used to come into Blue Sea all the time, Goldfeller. But
okay. Interesting.
Yeah. It's like Eugene. You just go by Gene, because fucking Eugene is weird.
Hey, I have a cousin named Eugene.
Does he go by Gene?
No, he goes by Eugene, but some call him Gene.
I'd call him Gene, because I'm uncomfortable with that name.
I call him Eugene, yeah. And he's fine with it.
Whatever works.
You know? it's like my dad with Marshall. Doesn't like the fucking name Marshall. Hates it.
I don't know if you've ever called him that, because I'm pretty sure he'd kill me.
He absolutely hates it. He gets called Mickey.
No.
You know, because he just fucking hates the name like, Marshall.
My dad's name on his birth certificate is Jerry.
Not
no, Gerald.
It's not. It's Gerald.
It's Jerry. No. Yeah,
I know.
Oh, yeah.
It's like your mom's Peggy.
She's Peggy, not Margaret.
Yeah. So in 1954, he would be drafted into the Army. He spent 2 years in the Army Signal Corps. He would be stationed in Salzburg, Austria. In White Sands, New Mexico.
So Signal Corps, would that make him a flagget from last week?
Oh. A flaggist?
No, a flagget. Oh. We had somebody, Joanna commented on it. She's like, I like the term flagget. And I'm like, you're welcome.
Okay. Okay. All right.
What the fuck does the Army need flaggers for, though? They do a lot of road work?
Back then, they fucking did a lot of like...
That was the Navy. Because you have to signal from ship to ship. Last time I checked, the Army don't have ships.
Listen, I don't know, okay?
They have some fucking asshole ratchet strapped to the wing of a plane throwing flags.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know what he's doing, man, but he looks like he's having some kind of a fit. Well, he's also doing 700 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And trying to wave flags.
I mean, probably what they meant by signal was like, probably more like Morse code.
Oh,
bullshit.
Morse code of flashlights.
Yeah, okay. Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Not some fucking...
He wasn't a flagger.
Not some spastic NASCAR flagger. Or a local guy with his ex. We need wiggle it at you.
Okay. I'm going to go off on a tangent right now because you just mentioned NASCAR.
I don't think we've ever been off the tangent this episode.
I don't know. Okay. But, listen, I you said NASCAR and I thought racing and then all of a sudden my brain went, hey, you gotta bring up the fucking horse race, the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, I don't give a fuck about that.
Did you fucking see that race?
I didn't. No, I didn't because I don't care,
dude. You have to watch the very end of it.
If there's two things I don't care about, it's uppity white folks and horses.
Well, listen,
the goddamn a lot of those at the Kentucky Derby.
The horse that won it,
okay,
jockey horse combination,
whatever. Yeah,
the guy like basically drove that fucking horse like it was a car. Okay, he started off like in the back. Weaved his way up through, got stuck in the pack, and like the pack like started kind of like backing off. He dove all the way down into the inside, okay. Got a clean shot. Horse took off. He little spur job fucking horse. Pew! And he's like, "Well, lane's closed up here." Fucking whoo, steers the horse in. I'm like, "Holy shit! What am I watching? A fucking guy like going, hey, watch out! Woo, woo!"
Horse racing would be a lot more interesting if they made it into, like... Do you remember that game Road Rash on the Sega Genesis?
Yes.
Yeah. Made horse racing like that, where you could, like, carry a club and fucking whack the other jockeys with it. Or kick them. That'd be way more interesting. I would watch every horse race after that.
Well, I guess they do a little bit of kicking.
No, like, I want to see a dude out there swinging a chain over his head, just fucking, like, trying to chuck somebody off their horse with it.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Or a guy with a nightstick just bashing somebody else.
Okay. So when back to you know,
back
Mr.
on topic for a back moment,
to Johnny Appleseed here. So when he was discharged in 1956, he would enroll at the University of Colorado. This is where he would get at his master's degree in music. This guy loves his music.
Wow. Talk about a degree that's not going to pay the bills. Mm.
He would actually star in a couple of musicals. You may or may not know them. Huh. They're pretty well known.
I wonder why that marriage didn't work out.
I'm going to guess that you might know, you know, probably both of them.
Oh, God, I hope it wasn't Oklahoma.
Oh!
Oh, Christ.
What's the other one?
I used to have to watch Oklahoma as Punishment when I was a kid.
What's the other one?
I don't know. I also don't care.
Okay, fine. South Pacific.
Never heard of it.
No, it's another one.
Wasn't that the one with the fucking robots where they fought the Godzilla thing?
What?
That's Pacific Rim. Never mind.
Pacific. The kaiju?
I don't fucking know.
The Godzilla thing.
I don't know. They had the robots and they fought a fucking Godzilla.
Yes, they fought fucking kaijus.
Okay, well, was that the one?
Every time I say kaiju, I always think kaiju. I'm like, damn.
No.
I feel it sounds so bad. It's not.
Jesus Christ. It's Japanese.
I know. Okay. I'll get myself, you know, in trouble.
You're gonna get yourself canceled, you idiot.
That's all right. I don't care.
It's like Gojin in Japanese, like in wrestling. That's white dude.
Gaijin?
Yeah. It's white dude. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, or technically, isn't it Gaijin? Gaijin is outsider.
When it comes to wrestling, it's generally white guys because there's not a lot of, like, you know, like black pro wrestlers leaving here and going to Japan. So yeah. usually white dudes.
Oh, okay.
Whiter dudes.
I don't know. Well, after graduating from his, like, third college, University of Colorado.
And he still hasn't done anything that's going to make him able to pay a fucking mortgage.
Exactly. He would head back to Texas, where he would take a job as a music professor at the University of St. Thomas, which was a private college in Houston.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fancy.
He would be fired for allegedly having an affair with one of the male students.
That'll do it, yeah.
Yeah, it was reported by the...
Especially, in the 70s in Texas?
Nah, this is more like...
Late 60s?
60s.
Okay, I'm surprised they didn't drag him behind a car in Texas.
Yeah.
You did what? Merle, get the truck. There's already chains in it. Go get it.
This is like early 60s. Like, oh, yeah. Maybe like late 80s, late 50s. So like maybe 58, 59...
I'm surprised he wasn't like a skeleton on the back of a fucking F-100 at that point in time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pelvis hitting all the speed bumps.
But, so, well, I guess the college did a pretty good job of cover up. I mean, because supposedly that's what it was having an affair with a male student.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
the college reported, you know, kind of reported to the Houston Chronicle that he was let go for quote unquote health issues. Of an emotional state.
Well, technically back then, homosexuality was considered a mental health disorder.
True.
So, I mean...
How dare you be the gay?
No, but what I'm saying is, like, if that's the case, then they were not lying. He was released for a medical issue.
True.
Which isn't a medical issue. It's, no. You know.
You thought you were just, you know, wrong and you needed to, you know, be put away and all that good stuff.
Well, electroshock him.
Uh-huh. I guess, yeah, being let go because, you know, you were a gay. So, you know, I guess that would be considered a health issue. Yeah, I guess you're right.
At the time, yes. Now, yeah.
No. No, that would be just called discrimination now.
Yeah.
And then they would get sued.
As they should.
Yeah, exactly. You know. So throughout the 1960s, Applewhite was obsessed with...
Well, never mind. No.
What?
Saying being a private college, they can do that anyway because it's a private college, has no government funding, it's paid for by the students, so they can fire you for anything. It's a private business, so they can kind of do that.
Yeah, but that's kind of, that's discrimination.
But they don't really have to follow the same shit because it's a private company.
Yeah, but even a private company can still be sued.
Back then, it was harder to do so. Anyway.
You're probably right. Well, anyway, so throughout the 1960s, Applewhite was obsessed with the space race. And in particular...
Fucking nerd.
He was obsessed with the moon landing in 1969.
Please tell me he thought it was fake.
No.
God damn it. This would have been so much more interesting.
No. He saw this as, quote unquote, a giant leap for mankind.
Oh, fuck him. Fuck him and fuck you for saying that.
Ugh. As a groundbreaking moment in history and his opportunity to start his own spiritual voyage.
Fuck this guy. This L. Ron Hubbard wannabe motherfucker.
Yeah.
Get out of here, you goofy looking shit.
Yeah, we have gone to space. We've landed on the moon. Oh, this is perfect.
Yeah. This work that I put in, now I can start my yeah. organization.
Yes.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Do you know how many Nazi scientists it took to put a man on the moon? A lot. A few.
A few.
And we stole them fair and square.
We did. We
this guy can suck 1,000 dicks. Probably did.
I mean, you know, he saw this as his time to shine, and, you know, it brought him, he felt that, hey, listen, if we're flying to fucking the moon now, and we're landing on it.
He'll be landing in Uranus soon.
He will definitely be landing in somebody's Uranus. I mean, never mind. Yeah.
This is back in the good old days when Pluto was still a planet, though.
Yeah. So his true voyage into the bizarre began in...
fantastic voyage.
Yes. Slide.
God, how many more terrible fucking references can we make?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
Oh, we're going to probably get there. So his true voyage into the bizarre began in 1972 when he was committed... I'm sorry, I mean hospitalized for a mental breakdown.
Same thing.
He would tell his friends that he was considering giving up relationships, but he yearned for a companion. So okay. He didn't want to have the sex. He just wanted to have someone.
He needed a friend. A friend. That's what he needed.
Yes.
But anybody that got close to know this guy was like, oh, he's fucking weird. I don't want to be friends with him. Because he's fucking weird.
Well, that's not the case, because...
Every once in a while.
This is where he would meet a woman that would change his life forever.
Who's also weird.
Yes. This woman is Bonnie Nettles, who at the time was 44 when they met. And she was married and was a mother of four. She was working as a nurse at the hospital, and she convinced Marshall that he was, he had, quote, a purpose.
And I don't know why when you said he had, quote, I thought you were going to say hemorrhoids. I have no idea why. Just the look on your face, I'm like, he's going to tell me his hemorrhoids.
Yep, he's got hemorrhoids. No, and she also told him that he, quote, that God had kept him alive for a special reason.
Ugh, yeah, to make everybody else fucking miserable.
Yes. These two would become best of platonic friends.
Yeah.
And bonded over their shared interest in astrology, mysticism, and new age ideologies. And
braided each other's hair and stuff. Yeah,
kumbaya. Yeah. Fucking, you know, let's smoke a little smoke.
I highly doubt this guy ever even, like, put eyes upon marijuana.
You don't think so?
I don't think so, dude. He's way too much of a fucking nerd for that.
Yeah, you're probably true.
Have you seen him?
Yeah.
He's a fucking dork.
Of course I've seen him. Jesus Christ. I remember when
he's a huge dork.
The shit fucking broke about the goddamn thing. They were, like, showing, like, a fucking, like...
He's the guy that would have referred to a joint as a marijuana cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not even, like, a jazz cigarette. No, a marijuana cigarette.
A left-handed cigarette.
No, he's a fucking dork.
The devil's cabbage.
Devil's lettuce.
Whatever.
Yeah. Anyway.
Before we actually go any further with this little love fest between these two, you know, platonic friends. I mean friendship. Well, you know, whatever. I think they're having the sex. Maybe not. I don't know. So why don't we get into some of the background on the other half of this dynamic duo?
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll get into we're going to get to the other half of the dynamic duo. You know, the Robin to Batman, or Batman to Robin. I don't know which is which.
In this situation, definitely Catwoman.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'll go with that one.
Queen of the Thieves.
Yes.
Anyway. Sorry.
So Bonnie Nettles was born Bonnie Lou Trousdale.
Oh, that's a terrible name.
Yes.
Oh, how unfortunate.
She was born on August 29th, 1927. She was raised in Houston into a Baptist family. And as an adult, she moved away from religion. After becoming a registered nurse, she married a businessman by the name of Joseph Siegel Nettles in December 1949, with whom she had those four children that I spoke of.
Her brother is Greg. I'm sorry, his brother is Greg Nettles, the Yankees third baseman.
Oh, maybe. Well, no.
Not a very common name. Could be. You never know.
I don't know.
Neither do I. So I'm making shit up.
You probably are. Wait a minute. Now?
What?
Nettles? What?
Dude, Greg Nettles played in like the 70s. Like, oh, when my mom was still watching the Yankees.
Oh, probably could be. Yeah. Possibly.
He was on the team when fucking Thurman Munson forgot how to fly a helicopter.
Ugh. Well. Just like,
good catcher, bad pilot.
Yeah. So, their marriage remained mostly stable until 1972.
When this hussy Marshall Applewhite saunters into the fucking situation.
This son of a bitch.
Comes in shaking his ass, and she's like, I've got to get me some of that. Her husband's like, what the fuck, dude?
I'm going to fuck me that.
He looks like a fucking sock puppet. Why do you want to hang out with him?
Because he looks like he looks fuckable, and I'm going to fuck him.
He's like Charlie Brown if he did a bunch of meth.
So, according to the New York Times, their marriage began to deteriorate due to Nettles' belief that a 19th century monk named Brother Francis frequently spoke to her.
Fucking excuse me?
Yes. And gave her instructions.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I didn't know this part of it. I knew he was crazy. But
yeah, well, she was, you know.
Crazy attracts crazy.
It's true. She was definitely one who flew over the cuckoo's nest. I don't know how she was a nurse.
I think she flew into it.
Yeah, probably.
One flew into the ceiling fan is what happened here.
So furthermore, Nettles also often conducted seances with mediums in order to contact other deceased spirits.
That makes sense.
Yeah. A circle group was held every Wednesday at her house. In relation to this, Nettles also studied astrology, theosophy, and the occult.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise. In 1972, Nettles went to see multiple fortune tellers who told her that she was soon to meet a mysterious man who was tall, with light hair, and a fair complexion.
Now, when you mean light hair, you mean very little hair. That would be Marshall Applewhite.
Well, this is light hair. So he had, you know, like, he was blonde.
Yeah, but there was also not a lot there, so.
Well, as he got older, yeah.
Yeah.
True. Spoiler alert.
What?
This description was fairly close to Applewhite's appearance.
Well, I mean, we just spent 10 minutes explaining how these two got together. So, I mean, it wasn't going to be fucking Burt Reynolds after all this time, you know?
You know, it could have been.
Well, no, because he's tall with dark hair, Kevin. And he,
that's true. You know, that's
also
true.
Not a cult leader.
That's true. Okay.
If he had been, like, I'd have grown the mustache.
Okay. All right.
Brotherhood of the Reynolds. Yes. For some reason, you always got to be chewing gum.
Uh-huh. Yep. It's true.
Continue.
And you have to have that little laugh.
He was a fucking treasure.
Yes. So, unfortunately, that's actually all I could find on Bonnie Nettles, as far as...
You say unfortunately.
Yeah, well...
I don't.
I mean, there wasn't much backstory on her. You know, before these two met. So let's take a break here, and then we'll come back and we'll finish off this little episode.
Yay.
Yeah. All right, so we're back. So, well, where we left off was with little, you know, how Bonnie and Clyde met. you know,
the most boring version of Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonnie and Clyde, how they met, and then, you know, but the backstory of between the two. So, now, where we left off with them was that they were actually getting a little cozy with each other, and Bonnie was filling Marshall's head with a bunch of feel-good stuff.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she was communing with a fucking monk.
The Godhead.
And he was, you know...
So thinking, she was crazy and he's gullible. Yes. What we're getting at, yeah.
And he was obsessed with outer space.
Because he's a fucking dork.
And liked music and musicals. You know, so he would saunter around the house and...
This guy was only like 140 IQ points short of being Elon Musk.
Probably.
You know?
So, for a period of time, they opened a bookstore together in Houston that focused on astrology, theosophy, and metaphysics.
Oh, you mean like every goddamn bookstore we have here?
Yes.
Where you can't find a true crime book within like 100 fucking miles of our town? Because it's all New Age bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. One more fucking book about crystals and I'm going to throw it out the window.
At one point, sometime after opening the store, they would go on a camping trip to Oregon.
Should have stayed there.
I'm not sure.
Got their asses eaten by Bigfoot.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure what they maybe ate or if they took something while on this trip. But both of them came to this little funky realization that they were, according to them, the two witnesses that were described in the Book of Revelations, who were, these two witnesses were the ones that were described as being those that were destined to be martyred and then resurrected before a disbelieving world.
Was one described as a crazy bitch and the other as a human Q-tip?
Possibly.
Okay, well, maybe then.
Possibly. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I've never read that part of the Bible. Actually, let's be real. I've never read any of it.
No.
But that seems like the most, like, rock and roll part of it.
Now, this is where... I don't know why this is, like, you know, was a thing, but I had to include it because, you know, they either were tripping or they were like, hey, look at that cloud. Yeah.
MK Ultra.
That one looks like a monkey. That one looks like a gorilla. Oh, that's a horse. Oh, hey, look. That one right there looks like a UFO.
Okay. Okay.
And they kind of became obsessed. They're like, Then they developed a perspective that interpreted biblical passages in the light of contemporary... Let me start that again. They developed a perspective that interpreted biblical passages in the light of contemporary thought that extraterrestrial contact had happened.
Okay.
They believed that Jesus had ascended to heaven, the level of above human, or TELAH. Okay, so that's the next level.
Okay.
Into a spacecraft, and that Applewhite had arrived on Earth from that same, realm. Okay.
So because him and Jesus shared the same space Uber at different times?
Yeah. They're buddies, you know.
This is stupid.
And he brought brought with him the Heavenly Father in the person of Nettles. So apparently, you know, he not only did, you know, Nettles not probably realize it, but she actually was an alien. But Applewhite knew that he was an alien.
These people are crazy. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure I'm not the person that's crazy. Because none of this makes any goddamn sense.
Yeah. Well, at all. She was so fucking crazy that she came back from this little camping trip with Applewhite, and she quit her fucking job.
Makes sense.
But I'm done. Yeah,
why not?
And not only did she quit her job, she quit her family. She abandoned them.
One and the same.
Yes. And to join Marshall on his little journey. You know. And this is, I believe, where the wheels kind of come off the wagon for the two of them.
I don't think the fucking wheels were ever on the wagon. I think they were in the wagon and they were just dragging it around.
You know, for some reason, I knew that you were going to say that. For some strange reason, I knew you were going
to
be
like, it's almost like we've known each other for like 20 fucking years.
Yeah, exactly. So they came to believe that they were aliens that were from the next quote-unquote level.
No.
Sent to Earth to recruit humans to join them when they make the journey back to space.
Definitely no.
Yeah. So they began preaching about a new life in outer space, which gained them attention and notoriety. And I'm sure not all of this was good attention because, well, they're talking about things that were not really possible during this time and were kind of fucking wacky.
Kinda?
I mean...
Okay.
I mean, about going to space and all that shit, you know, going to live somewhere else. I mean, now if they were talking about that, they'd be looked at, I think, you know, as kind of...
If they're talking about going to space and living there, yeah, they'd own Twitter.
It's true.
Like I said, there's a lot of similarities there. You know.
Yeah. I mean, I still think they would, you know, be looked at like they're
Elon
like fucking
Musk is
nuts.
Probably still more fun to hang out with this than this fucking turd.
True. But I still think that a lot of people would still look at him and be like, you're fucking,
oh, probably.
You're fucking crazy. What's up with you?
Yeah, probably.
So for two whole decades, these two wacky folks, you know, were still preaching their shit. And they then kind of gained themselves a title. And the title they got was that they were referred to as the quote-unquote The Two.
The Two, okay.
Yes. They would sometimes call themselves Bo and Beep. Or Peep, sorry. Bo and Peep.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Or...
Can we just jump to the point where they kill each other or themselves? And just... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Or they would call themselves Doe and T.
Oh, for fuck... Ugh.
So Bo would be Applegate, and Peep would be Nettles, and Doe would be Applegate,
why
and T is, you know...
Why couldn't Nettles. The ATF have found these guys and burned their compound down instead?
You know, I
or
don't know.
In place of. Either way.
I mean, I have no clue. In 1975, Applewhite and Nettles persuaded a group of 20 people from Oregon to abandon their families and possessions
morons.
And move to...
You know, morons.
Yeah.
Salt of the earth.
Yes.
You know, morons.
So they abandoned their families and possessions and moved to eastern Colorado, where they promised that an extraterrestrial spacecraft would take them to the quote-unquote kingdom of heaven.
And I bet it looks suspiciously like the USS Enterprise, doesn't it?
Oh, that's funny that you say that, because they were actually fans of...
Fucking Star Trek. Of course they were.
Yeah.
Because he's too much of a dork for Star Wars.
Yeah, well, yeah. So,
Star Wars is too spicy for this guy.
It's funny that you kind of said that, because, well, it may not come as a surprise, but, yeah. Applewhite and Nettles were fans of the show Star Trek, and of the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Surprise, surprise, motherfucker.
He should have had a close encounter with a 38 special.
So when these recruiting people to join them, they were calling the group, like I had previously said, at the time, one of the names they called themselves was him. So at this point in time, they were called him, or human individual metamorphosis.
Now they would have to go by he, him.
Well,
so
no.
So they didn't get canceled, you know.
No, because it's human individual metamorphosis.
I was making a joke about
I know.
About all the silliness.
I know.
Yeah.
So this group was a mix of apocalyptic Christianity with belief in extraterrestrials and UFOs.
Okay, so the first part of that sounds pretty rad. And then you're like, oh, they're throwing aliens. And you're like, wait, what the fuck? Why, though?
Yeah. I mean, don't extraterrestrials and UFOs kind
of Why can't
like...
we just get into, like, the fire and brimstone and the end of the world and shit? And then it's like...
I don't know.
Fucking Zoltek from the goddamn moon or whoever is going to come down and pull just these 30-ish weirdos away and be like, y'all are the core.
Yeah.
You're the best thing that humanity has to offer. Fuck all these scientists and smart people. You guys are dumb as fuck. We're taking you.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
back to the you know, the moon base and stuff.
I don't know. You know, I mean, it's
I don't either.
These, I don't know. But so they felt that people who wanted to join them would have to give up all their earthly pleasures and be ready to leave the planet on an alien spacecraft for a better life.
At a moment's notice.
Yes. Their followers would be told that when the spacecraft arrived, to take them away, their earthly bodies would evolve into extraterrestrial form.
I don't think that's what's going to happen.
No. As soon as I said I read this, I went, when the fuck did we become fucking goddamn Saiyans?
Caterpillars.
Or Pokemon. Oh no, he's evolving.
Well, these ones you have to beat in the head with a dumb stone.
Oh,
and that's how they evolve.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a okay.
So but, like, there's some that you have to have a moonstone for. This one, I think you actually just kind of grab like a piece of whatever's handy, just cave their fucking head in, and that's how they evolve.
But is it their last, you know, like evolve form?
I don't care. I can't explain to you how much I don't care. Do I feel bad these people are dead? No, I don't. Fuck them.
No.
Fuck them all.
So their followers would be told that when this... So they would go on tour across the country recruiting others to join them. In Waldport, Oregon, after a recruitment meeting, 20 people, like I had said, left their homes to join him. Their families, now, the part I didn't mention about the 20 people leaving was that the families kind of thought that they just up and disappeared.
Because they did.
Yeah, because they were gone.
Yeah.
One guy named John Craig walked out in his wife and kids to follow him.
Asshole.
He did leave a note for them that read, quote, I'm going to Florida to catch a spaceship.
Fuck him.
So you probably...
What an asshole!
So probably, you know, his wife's like, the fuck is he going to fucking...
Man, I dodged a bullet. I should have... Oh, fuck, I did have kids with this idiot.
Why is he going to NASA? Did NASA call him and be like, hey, you want to take a ride in the space shuttle?
Yeah, because we're looking for the dumbest people we can find in Oregon to become fucking astronauts.
Hey, you know, you never know, man.
They sent chimps into space that are smarter than this guy.
Probably.
Like, fuck. Oh, my God.
So in 1976...
It's so frustrating to hear people that are this stupid that made it this far in life.
I know.
You know, it's like, why? You should have died as a teenager like God intended, because you're fucking clearly stupid.
Yes. Your final destination should have been death, but Jesus. You know, somehow you avoided it, and you're fucked. You know. Well, it will be death.
You should have been killed by a rogue garbage disposal years ago.
Yes.
But somehow...
You avoided
it. You fucking outsmarted it.
Exactly.
You rascal.
You pesky little bastard. So in 1976, Nettles announced that the doors to the next level were now closed. The group did
came out ringing the thing.
Yep.
Last call. Closing up.
The spaceship doors have been... What?
Any other fucking dummies want to come with us? No? Cool. All right. More space for us. We got cake. Oh, fuck you.
Ugh. So the group, yeah, with this knowledge that, hey, the doors were closed because the room was filled. So
fucking idiot.
The group did no more proselytizing and began to concentrate on teaching their followers. In 1977, they received a windfall in the form of a large inheritance received by one of the members.
That's our money now.
They began to rent houses in which to live, but moved frequently to avoid attachments to any location or home.
Mm-hmm.
They also withdrew contact from family and friends.
Boilerplate cult stuff.
Yep. They had several brushes with the law throughout this time. And when those that could not... They had several brushes with the law when those that could not handle the message... That was probably maybe a little harsh. No, they couldn't handle the message. Actually, it was more like they saw through the bullshit and left the group.
Or as they would have thought, they couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
Because these people are like, oh, this is stupid.
Yeah. You are not material to go to the next level.
I shouldn't have tried to go to space. I need to go home. I have kids.
Yes.
I have a family that's counting on me.
You are not the, what was that? That fucking line from that game show. I don't know. Anyway.
No whammy, stop.
Stop. Yeah. Shit. I love those.
Oh, dude,
cartoons.
I did too. It's like, that's why I like the, like, Supermarket Sweep, I loved, which is also why I love Guy's Grocery Games, except they get to cook too.
Ah, that's true.
Great, good ass show.
So, not only did this, you know, the trouble coming because those people that left, you know, got in touch with the police.
Yeah.
But also some of the family members of those still in the group accused Applewhite and Nettles of brainwashing them or their relatives.
Of course, because they did.
They would also claim that Nettles and Applewhite had stole... from them or their family members.
Because they did.
Probably. Maybe not.
Well,
I don't know.
That's how they got all their money, is some dude's inheritance. Yeah.
Well, a husband of one of the members accused them of fraud, stating that they had used his wife's credit card without her knowledge. This ended with the two being arrested. The charges would be later dropped against them because the wife actually came forward and was like, no. It's not the case. Actually, I knew about the charges on the credit card, and I'm fine with it. It's all good.
Idiot.
Yeah. So when the expected transition didn't occur, everybody's like, well, fuck, you know? It doesn't occur. The group settled in Texas and lived a quiet communal experience, practicing disciplines that they believed would prepare them for the eventual movement to a quote-unquote higher level of existence. This was one of the major upsets that the cult... this is one of those major upsets that happen to any cult. You know, when your first, you know, proposed...
Your first batch of idiots leaves?
Well, no. Your first... first batch of idiots leaves because, you know, your quote-unquote... what's the word I'm looking for? Claim that you know, your move to a next dimension,
yeah, ascension.
Or would happen, or your ascension would happen into the world, or whatever, you know, and it doesn't happen. You know,
yeah, people tend to get a little disillusioned when you call for the end of the world and it doesn't happen, you know.
So, you know, their prediction never came true. This would not be the last of the bad omens to beset the group. The next would happen at the hands of Bonnie.
Okay.
And the early 1980s, Nettles became ill from cancer. In 1983, she had one eye removed, but the cancer continued to spread. It eventually affected her liver, and then in June of 1985, she died in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, and he's about to go fucking bananas because his...
Wow. Not so much. Because her death seemed to contradict the group's teachings.
Oh, because she died.
Yeah, because she died. She didn't ascend. Yeah. But Applewhite was later able to explain and justify her moving on ahead of the group.
Yeah. She went on to make sure the path was clear.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you got to have someone, you know, go ahead. You know, she took one for the team.
She's the away team.
Yes.
Yeah.
She died, but, you know, listen, it's okay. She just went on ahead. You know, she actually, you know, that too.
Yep.
So, yeah. So that's kind of the beginning of Heaven's Gate. And, you know.
God, I wish it was the end of it.
Yeah, well, this is before they kind of make that move to California and start setting up shop to make their final ascension, and they come into contact with Hale Bop or Hale, whatever the hell it's called. I say that right?
Yeah.
No, it's Haley's Comet, right?
It's Hale Bop. Yeah.
Hale Bop?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember. But yeah. It was some fucking comet. They thought there was a goddamn space shuttle or something. I don't remember.
It was actually in the tail of the comet.
Sure. You know what? We'll get into that next week. And we'll talk about that.
I'm so excited.
And maybe we're going to even watch some video so we can see how dead some of these motherfuckers were inside. And how they were like, I don't know, weird. Oh, and by the way, everybody, there is a website for Heaven's Gate.
And it's still active somehow.
Still active. I don't know why. Strange as shit.
I don't know why it was active in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, so that's part one or A or B or whatever you want to call it.
I hate these people. I hate them all.
I know you would. But you don't hate them just, you know, because they're doing like bad things to.
No, I hate them because they're gullible fucking idiots.
Yes.
And they're doing something real stupid that yes. They should be able to see. It's really stupid because these are grown adults. You know, like with jobs and mortgages and shit. And they can't see through the bullshit of this to go, oh, maybe this is a bad idea.
Yes, but listen, they're going to go to a better place.
No, they're not. No, they're not. They're going to go to the fucking morgue.
All right.
Maybe. On the fucking, in the sweet, sweet arms of,
an angel?
Barbiturates and applesauce, if I remember correctly.
I don't really know. Remember.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't remember, but, I bet you we're going to find out.
Oh, God, I can't wait. You know. Super can't wait.
I'm sure you can't. I am so sure you can't.
Fucking A. Anyway.
Speaking of not being able to wait.
Go over to studio.com and find yourself some headphones or earbuds or a Bluetooth speaker, whatever you may be in the market for. You throw that in your basket and you go to checkout. You put in Dark Windows 15. At checkout, and it'll get you 15% off your entire order. Also, while you're on the internet, because the internet's a magical place, go over to patreon.com/darkwindowspodcast. Join us. We're not a cult, I promise. We're not going to take all your money. We just want $5 a month, and you'll get access to our ever-growing back catalog and all of our new episodes. And we release a new episode every week on Patreon. A lot of them are fun. Actually, no, hold on. They're all fun. A lot of them are just episodes that we couldn't have done in a long form episode because there's just not enough information about it. Like this last week we did, probably one of the most entertaining wars that's ever been fought on the planet. The War of the Emus in Australia, which was so much fun.
The emu battle.
Spoiler alert, there were no casualties on the Australian side.
No.
Believe it or not. But you can also go over to Facebook. You can find the Dark Windows podcast. There's actually two things on there. We have our page, which is kind of like more like the business end of it. You can leave us a review there. Kind of, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Where the magic happens is on the Dark Windows podcast group. That's where you'll run into all the other weirdos that listen to this show. And we have some real interesting conversations on there. A lot of good people. So it's fun. Not everything on the internet's scary.
No, wow.
Ooh,
no.
That dude got hit in the fucking face. Umpire, like, didn't you hit the catcher's glove just right in the goddamn melon? Watch. Here it comes. Flap! Maybe it'll straighten his fucking eyes out. He'll actually be able to call strikes. Asshole. Anyway. Yeah, we've also got some other stuff in the works, which we're waiting to hear on, which could be also very exciting for everybody. And, yeah, you can find us individually on Facebook. My name's Kev Carlton on there. My name's actually Kevin Carlton, but because somebody decided they needed my primary account more than I did, I had to go with my backup.
Backup alias.
My backup, I've been a bad boy account from when I got banned constantly for being an asshole. And he's Kevin Heyer on Facebook. Speedy 802 on Instagram. I am Kevin Sucks at Stuff. There's underscores between all of that. There's, you know, I very rarely post anything on there. I posted a pile of wood last night, which I'm turning into signs for a friend's PTO fundraiser run that they're doing, which is going to be fun. I'm not doing it. I'm just making the signs. I ain't running for fucking nothing. But yeah, that's it. Right?
I guess, yeah.
Anything else?
I kind of zoned out.
Yeah.
I really did, because I
know you zoned out, because I made it all the way through all that stuff with, like, very little interruption. There was no, that was weird. We kind of flew right through that.
I kind of expected more interruptions, you dick.
I know. I didn't.
But you know.
I can't interrupt myself. I mean, I did when that umpire got hit in the face. But,
fuck that guy. Oh, without interruptions of, what, the last part? I was talking about the whole fucking thing. I thought I thought you were going to harass him more and more.
Oh, I will. I will. Once we get to the fucking meat and taters of the story, I will be harassing the dog shit out of these people. They'll be glad they're dead. Because if they'd heard this, they'd go, wow, he's really mean. And you know what? You're right. Because fuck you guys.
He is a dick.
Fuck you guys and your stupid Nikes. Anyway, until next time, when we talk about these stupid, stupid people again, my name's Kevin. He's Kevin.
Uh-huh.
And this has been the Dark Windows Podcast.
What? I think what he means is...
Just because you can't see out into the dark doesn't mean that the dark can't see into you.
That was
That was pretty good, though, wasn't it?
That was pretty...
That was fucking smooth, buddy.
Yeah, I was to take it back a little bit by that.
I know. You need a sponge? We'll be right back.